Tiffany, what are you looking at?
I was looking at something. I was using this app, and I'm thinking what it would be like if there was another me.
What? If there was another you?
Yeah.
You mean another Tiffany?
Yeah, that wouldn't be such a bad idea, right?
Yeah, that would be cool, actually. I used to read this book called Can I Build Another Me with my students?
You did?
书里面就是在说一个小男孩啊，他想尽办法想要复制一个自己。The boy in the book tries everything to build another him. It's a cute book, but draws a lot of attention on the issue of human cloning, right?
Oh, yes. That's actually kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a really interesting idea, but we don't have to worry about human cloning just yet. I think it's still going to take a really, really, really long time for scientists to actually clone humans.
Mm-hmm. True.
However, okay, what I was just reading also as well, that scientists have found a way to clone animals.
I know Dolly the sheep is the first cloned animal in the world. Mm-hmm. 桃李羊是世界上第一个被复制出来的动物, right?
Yeah. It's kind of cool but scary at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now, our article today is about the first monkeys to be cloned.
Ooh.
Ooh, so let's take a look.
Okay.
Monkeys cloned for the first time.
Monkeys have been cloned for the first time after a successful experiment in China.Zhong Zhong and Hua Hua were born in Shanghai in January. Scientists hope to use cloned monkeys to learn about human diseases like cancer. Medicine companies also want to test their medicines on the clones. Some people say scientists might try to clone people next. However,Scientists say they only want to clone monkeys. It took them many tries to successfully clone the monkeys. In the past, scientists have cloned sheep, dogs, cats, cows, mice, and rats.
Word power.
Born. Born.Tony was born in Taiwan, but he grew up in the U.S. Tony was born in Taiwan, but he grew up in the U.S. Scientist, scientist. The scientist studies butterflies and other insects.The scientist studies butterflies and other insects. Cancer, cancer. My grandfather smoked too much, so he died of cancer. My grandfather smoked too much, so he died of cancer. Test.Test. We need to test this new machine to see if it works correctly. We need to test this new machine to see if it works correctly.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. It says monkeys have been cloned for the first time after a successful experiment in China.Okay, so we kept saying the word clone. Clone here is a verb, and it means to make an exact copy of maybe an animal or a living thing. And this is very scientific, but basically what they do is, or what scientists do is, they copy the cells that, you know, we have. Like, for example, they copy the cells in my body, and they make it into another person.It's really complicated.
And that person will look exactly like you, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Clone 在文章中呢，当动词用，代表的是复制或是无性繁殖。那在中国呢，猴子第一次被复制出来 ，and it was after a successful experiment.
That's right. They talk about experiment, and experiment is just a scientific test where you test and you observe or you look at different, these are going to be difficult words, but theories or hypotheses or just different ideas about what scientists have.
理论或假设、
mm-hmm.
那 experiment 在中文里头呢就是实验的意思了它在文章中啊当名词用那如果我们要说做实验我们会搭配 to do and experiment 那在什么东西上做实验呢我们可以说啊 to do and experiment on something So we know that scientists in China did an experiment on monkeys、
mm-hmm.
And two cloned monkeys were created afterwards、wow.Do the monkeys have names?
Yes, they do. Okay, and the article says Zong Zong and Hua Hua were born in Shanghai in January.
不是花花啦，花花是 flower.
Oh, sorry.
中中和花花。
Wow, different intonation.
音乐的时候呢，在上海出生。They were born in Shanghai.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so that's why they have these names. Now, born is our word, power word, so B-O-R-N, born.To be born is a verb, and born means to be brought to life by birth. And it means you come to life because your mom or a mom gave birth to you. Let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, Tony was born in Taiwan, but he grew up in the U.S. Tony was born in Taiwan, but he grew up in the U.S.
Born 这个形容词呢是出生的、诞生的。那我们例句说啊 ，Tony 在台湾出生，但是在美国成长。I was born in Taipei. Where were you born, Tiffany?
I was born in New York.
纽约。Okay, now we know that the two monkeys are named 中中和华华 and they were born in Shanghai. But I got one question: What made the scientists do this?Why did they want to clone monkeys?
That's a very good question, and we're going to read that in the article. It says, scientists hope to use cloned monkeys to learn about human diseases like cancer. Okay, so it's used to help humans, you know, fight off certain diseases or to fight off, you know, sicknesses. Mm-hmm. So this is why they made the cloned monkeys.
所以原来他们是想要借由复制猴子来了解人类的疾病，像是癌症 cancer.
All right, so we saw the word scientist here. It's spelled S-C-I-E-N-T-I-S-T, scientist. Scientist is a noun, and we can guess what a scientist does because we see the word science in there. It means this is a person trained in science or a specific branch of science, and what they do is they do research and they solve a lot of science problems for us. Now, many of us might know some of these famous scientists. We know Einstein, Stephen Hawking, or Isaac Newton. These are all scientists. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the scientist studies butterflies and other insects. The scientist studies butterflies and other insects.
Scientist 是科学家。那例句说啊，这位科学家研究蝴蝶以及其他的昆虫。那科学家研究的科学叫做 science， 也是同学们学校里面的科目之一。那研究科学的科学家们是很讲求科学根据的 ，scientific proof 对他们来说是很重要的。Scientific 就是形容词，科学的。那 proof 就是名词，证据。And we know that the scientists in China.Want to know more about human diseases.
Right, we saw a difficult word here. We saw the word disease. A disease is just an illness, and it basically means that it makes you really sick, and it stops your body or your mind from working normally. So we talked about cancer. Cancer is a type of disease, and it stops you from performing things normally.
Disease 这个名词呢就是疾病那 human diseases 就是人类的疾病然后它用复数形 And one of them is cancer
Right, cancer is very scary So let's take a look at what cancer means Cancer is spelled C-A-N-C-E-R Cancer is a noun and it's actually a very serious disease caused by cells in our bodies that aren't normal Now, the disease can spread to other cells and can make you even more sick. And it causes maybe your normal body functions or your normal body's jobs to slow down or stop. So that's why cancer is very hard to cure, because we don't know how to stop these cells from becoming bad. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, my grandfather smoked too much, so he died of cancer. My grandfather smoked too much, so he died of cancer.
Cancer 是癌症。那例句说啊，我的祖父抽烟抽得太凶，他因此死于癌症。This must be lung cancer, 肺癌。And the scariest thing is cancer has been the leading cause of death in Taiwan.
Whoa, that is scary.
癌症一直是台湾十大死因的第一名。So, to know more about cancer is a must.
That's right, we need to spend more time doing research about cancer because it's a very, very scary thing. Mm-hmm. There's no cure for cancer at this moment. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take a look and continue reading more about this. It says, medicine companies also want to test their medicines on the clones. Because, of course, if you test your medicine on real humans, mm-hmm. it could be really bad. I keep thinking about Resident Evil and turning into zombies.
But it's also bad to test your medicine on animals, mm-hmm. right?
So that's why they made a clone. Now, a clone...
But they're still living things.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But if it helps humans, maybe it's better. Mm-hmm. All right, so we learned about cloning, okay? Clone can be used as a verb. Here, it's used as a noun, and it's to talk about an animal or a thing or a person or any kind of living thing. It can be a plant as well. That is an exact copy of the previous thing. I also think about, do you know the stormtroopers from Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
The soldiers in the white suit, they look all the same. So for me, I always think they're like clones.
They must be clones. 同学们还记得吗？在文章的第一句当中哦，我们提过 clone 当动词用，是复制啊，无性繁殖的意思。不过在这里Clone 则是当名词在用，代表复制品或者是复制生物。那 medicine companies 药厂，它想要在复制生物上 test their medicines.
Mm-hmm. All right, test here is our word, power word. It's spelled T-E-S-T, test. All right, test here is a verb, and it's a little bit different than the test you take at school. To test something means you use something or you try something out to see how it works. So,doctors or scientists, they always need to test out new medicine. They do this to make sure that it's safe for humans or for us to eat and that we don't become really sick from taking the medicine. Now, you can also test the temperature of water before you take a shower, before you get into the bath. You want to try the water out. You might dip your toe or your finger in to see how hot the water is before you get into the shower so you don't burn yourself.Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, we need to test this new machine to see if it works correctly. We need to test this new machine to see if it works correctly.
Test 在文章里头呢，当动词用是试验。那它当名词的时候呢，还可以指学校里面的考试。
Mm-hmm.
那例句说到呢，我们需要测试这一些这台新的机器来看它是否正确的运作。那文章中说到的各大药厂则是想要在复制生物上测试他们的新药。It is very controversial, though.
I think so as well.
这是相当具有争议性的。Like I said, I don't think it's proper for them to test their new medicines on the cloned animals.
That's right. It's also a matter of, you know, life and death. Because it's the same thing as testing it on a real animal,
mm-hmm.
even though they're clones. It's very confusing, don't you think?
Yeah. And then, are they going to clone human beings and test their new medicines on them?
I'm kind of scared about cloning humans, actually. That's actually a little bit too sci-fi for
too much.
Me. Yeah. All right, so let's continue reading. Maybe we can learn a little bit more about
mm-hmm.
this and it can help us with our ideas.
Okay.
It says, some people say scientists might try to clone people next.
有些人说这样复制猴子，下一步会复制人吗？
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But I don't mind if they clone, like, a Tom Hardy, and then I can have another Tom Hardy, too. you know.
You.
All right. That's beside the point. Let's continue reading. It says, however, scientists say they only want to clone monkeys. So, okay, so far so good. They said, yes, maybe in the future cloning humans can be a possibility, but the scientists said, no, they only want to clone monkeys for now.
所以目前科学家们说他们只想要复制猴子。I think the reason why they want to clone monkeys is that monkeys and humans are alike.
That's right, a little bit. We are kind of similar. Mm-hmm. I think there has been a lot of theories about this as well, where they said that monkeys or chimpanzees, I think, are very mm-hmm. similar to humans.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the article. It says, it took them many tries to successfully clone the monkeys. Yes, it's not difficult to make life.
Mm-hmm. 他们实验了很多次才成功复制出猴子。那我们看到 try 这个字啊，在文章里面当名词用哦，是尝试的意思。而且呢，它是一个复数，字尾去 y 加 ies。那 try 可以当动词用 ，to try to do something， 试着达到某目的。I tried to get good scores on the math tests when I was in senior high school, but I failed.
Don't worry, that happened to me too.
另外一种呢，我们可以说 to try doing something, 那就是尝试某种方法。She didn't want to talk to me, so I tried calling her many times.
Oh man, who would do that to you?
It was you.
Me? No way. Just joking. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, in the past, scientists have cloned sheep. We talked about Dolly the sheep. Mm-hmm. Cloned sheep, dogs, cats, cows, mice, and rats.
Now monkeys.
And now monkeys, that's、mm-hmm. right.
And next?
Maybe humans? We don't know, but that's scary.
好啦，所以文章最后一句说到啊，在过去呢，科学家他们曾经就复制出羊啦、狗、猫、乳牛、老鼠等动物。So I'm wondering if their words can be trusted, are they really not going to try to clone human beings?
I don't know. I think...They've already done so many animals, they might even be adventurous and try to clone you.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's people trying to do that.
Mm-hmm, and you guys can discuss about that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, so let's go to our magic box and we'll be right back with our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hello everyone!学英文的时候我们常说 try to speak as much as you can 我们知道 try 当动词的用法表示试着做所以我们固定会搭配 try to do something 或者呢我们也可以说 try one's best 这样的片语来表示尽力做到最好我们可以说 Amy tries the best to be topOf her class, 就是努力成为班上的第一名。不过啊，这些你可能都已经学过了。今天威尼要把大家的英文层次拉到下一个层次啦。因为 ready try 也有名词的用法哦，没错。而且呢，它还是个可数名词。比方我们可以说 give something a try， 就是给某件事一个尝试，意思就是尝试看看做这件事啦，给他一个机会的意思。For example, if you have a foreign friend visiting Taiwan, you can tell them.Give stinky tofu a try. You might like it.
试试看臭豆腐，搞不好你会喜欢哦。还有像是 on the first try, 或是 on the 几个几个 try 这样。比如说我们说 on the 11th try, 孙中山 finally ended the Qing dynasty and began the Republic of China. 这段历史相信大家应该都耳熟能详啦，就是第十一次尝试后，孙中山终于推翻了清朝，建立了中华民国。Alright, 今天整理了 try 的动词和名词的用法。Time for a small quiz. After many, Richard learned how to skateboard and to make a video of himself.
这空格里分别要填什么呢? Check your answer after the break and I'll see you again.
The answer is, after many tries,Richard learned how to skateboard and tried to make a video of himself.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so this is our review time. What we're going to do is we're going to try to give you a word and then maybe this time you can try to make a sentence.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, or you can make a sentence with us. Let's try the word...Test as a verb,、
uh-huh.
not the test you do at school.
Okay, so scientists、mm-hmm. want to test if this machine is good to go.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they want to try to do something. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to try the word born, so you guys can try it with me. The monkey was born in the zoo.
Oh, 猴子在动物园出生。
Mm-hmm.
And you were born
in New York.
In New York.
And you guys were born. And she was born in Taipei. That's right.
Okay.
All right, let's try the word cancer.
Cancer. Okay. My grandpa smoked a lot when he was alive, so he died of cancer.
That's right. Or try to eat less of this food because it might cause cancer.
Mm.
Okay, but I think that's kind of hard to do.
Okay, what about the next one? Can you do scientist?
That's right. Last word, scientist.
Yes.
This one should be pretty easy. The scientist built a rocket, or not a rocket, scientist built a space shuttle.
Uh-huh.
Because rockets look so. The scientist built a space shuttle to go to Mars.
Yeah, and also there was a scientist called Stephen Hawking.
That's right.
Who died not long ago.
That's right. He was a really great scientist.
Yeah.
And rest in peace to him. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you guys enjoy the article. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Monkeys cloned for the first time.
Monkeys have been cloned for the first time after a successful experiment in China. Zhong Zhong and Hua Hua were born in Shanghai in January. Scientists hope to use cloned monkeys to learn about human diseases like cancer. Medicine companies also want to test their medicines on the clones. Some people say scientists might try to clone people next. However, scientists say they only want to clone monkeys. It took them many tries to successfully clone the monkeys. In the past, scientists have cloned sheep, dogs, cats, cows, mice, and rats.
Born. Tony was born in Taiwan, but he grew up in the U.S. Tony was born in Taiwan, but he grew up in the U.S. Scientist. The scientist studies butterflies and other insects. The scientist studies butterflies and other insects. Cancer. My grandfather smoked too much, so he died of cancer. My grandfather smoked too much, so he died of cancer.
Test. We need to test this new machine to see if it works correctly. We need to test this new machine to see if it works correctly.